So here's what I was thinking. Like many of you, I've had the chance to sit in an audience when my children, or even better, maybe my grandchildren, were part of a school performance. And there might be 85 children up there on those risers, but who was my eye on? That one child that belonged to me. And he could be silly, or she could be quiet, or whatever, and my heart still was full with joy. And that's how God is. God's eye is on us because God loves us so much. Listen for the word from the New Testament, which we find in the 10th chapter of John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The word of the Lord. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The text I use today is a verse, two verses from this passage, when Jesus says, I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy, but I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. In this 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, we read about the Good Shepherd. Well, the Bible often talks about sheep and shepherds. We know that Rachel was a shepherdess taking care of her flock when she met and fell for the good-looking Jacob. We know that David was a shepherd who played the harp for his sheep. And when we think about shepherds, we may think of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us. We are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are the sheep of God's pasture. We are God's creatures. We are God's children. It is God who made us. We belong. We belong to God. Mostly, I think when we think of sheep and shepherds, we think of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And as we think of that psalm, we smell the green pastures. We hear the rustle of the quiet waters. We imagine that valley of the shadow of death, and we can feel the fear. But with God as our shepherd, we can think of the safety that God provides. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. It occurs to me that the reason this psalm, the 23rd psalm, is so powerful for us is that we know life isn't easy and safe. We know that. It isn't easy for sheep, but it's certainly not easy for people either, people like us. Life isn't full of safety. We can think about the affirmations of the 23rd Psalm, the green pastures, the still waters, and then we know the sheep didn't find the green pastures on their own. Without finding still waters, they might fall into a more turbulent stream and drown. They were often threatened by lions and wolves and even by thieves. That's why the shepherd was so important, why a good shepherd was so valued in Israel and in Jesus' time. And as for us, people, we face challenge all the time. Changes of jobs, loss of loved ones, shifts in our own physical health and our stamina. Think about that period of waiting for the results of a CT scan or a PET scan or an endoscopy. Think about what happened when Hurricane Michael came ashore in the Panhandle. Bring to mind those devastating images and think about family members who cannot reach their loved ones and don't know where they are. Think about what happens if a driver goes the wrong way on a highway. Or look at the changes we experience in the life of our own church. Empty pews, fading paint, different leadership. As Tim said, there have been lots of leaders. Uncertainty about the future. The reason the sheep needed a shepherd was that the life for the sheep did bring dangers and challenges, just like our lives do. We face changes and challenges and dangers too. And it's easy to be afraid of the changes. It's easy to be fearful of decisions that we face in our lives, in our families, in our nation or community, in our churches. It might be easier to stick with what we're used to, with what we know, not to have change to deal with, not to take a step that involves something different. Unfortunately, life brings change, and if we don't choose it, sometimes it chooses us. The shepherd knew that staying where you were, now I'm thinking about a flock of sheep, if the shepherd left the sheep where they have been, then the pasture will be depleted, the grass will be eaten up, the streams become soiled, the thieves find out where the flock is being kept, as do the wild animals who love to eat lambs. A shepherd looked out for the sheep and guided them in directions that they would not have gone without the kind of care and protection a good shepherd could provide. Well, I invite you to look on the front of your worship folder. Look at the picture on the front of the bulletin. How many of you have already noticed this picture? Sometimes I think we just turn and see what's going on inside, but look at this picture inside, on the outside. This is the image Mike Cousins found to illustrate what Jesus says, "I am the gate of the sheep." And what you see is the shepherd lying across or sitting across the opening to the sheepfold. That gate is not a gate like we imagine a gate, a door that swings open and shut and can be latched. The sheep gate is really just an opening where the sheep enter or leave the safety of their pen. It is where a thief or a threatening animal would have to enter to get to the sheep. In the days of Jesus, the shepherd or the shepherdess would sleep there in that opening at night with his or her body at the entrance. No one could get to the sheep without first stepping on and waking the shepherd. That's what Jesus is describing when he says, "I am the gate of the sheep." He tells us that he puts himself between us and danger. His body is there. We can think about his body, the body that has the marks of the nails in his hands and his side, the body which breathed its last on the cross that we might live. We can think of ways that people in our world use their bodies to protect loved ones. My friend John, who was diagnosed with leukemia, his sister gave her bone marrow for a stem cell transplant so that John could fight his disease so that he could live. A daughter gives one of her kidneys to her father, who will die without a transplant. First responders go into house fires or wade into deep water to save people who are in danger, people they likely do not even know. In all those cases, there is danger to the sister, danger to the daughter, danger to the firefighter or the police officer. They are using their own bodies to protect others. Their gift is a willing gift of sacrifice and love. And we have received that gift from Jesus because Jesus protects us who are his sheep. Well, I think of this in very particular ways. When you or I stand by the bedside of a loved one who is nearing the end of life, Jesus is there. Jesus is there protecting you and me and that one that we love, holding us and them in his hand even when calling them home. Or when your children are making poor choices, choices that put an icy, fearful finger on our heart, Jesus hears our prayers and watches over our children, no matter how old they are. We can know that our children are in God's hands even when the consequences of those choices are serious indeed, and we cannot protect them. A loved man or woman serving in the military is sent into places of danger. You lift them up in prayer, prayer that God will guide and protect. For we know that Jesus is the good shepherd. Even in the valley of the shadow of death, the shepherd cares for the sheep. The shepherd cares for us. Jesus the shepherd hears our prayers. Or maybe it's not a life-threatening issue. One of us may be facing financial issues that you cannot seem to resolve, a set of expenses we don't know how to meet. But I can promise you, I do promise you, that Jesus hears our prayers. Jesus can help in ways we cannot imagine. God's love can carry us past the crisis that we fear and carry us into a future that we cannot yet see. We can spend our time thinking of the scenarios and trying to figure out what might relieve the pressure, what might solve the issue, but I promise you, God knows what the answer is, and God can see beyond even the many factors that we can envision. God's love carries us into a future we cannot yet see. That's true for the church as well. Hope Highland Church faces important changes and decisions, issues that require our having confidence in the presence and leading of the Holy Spirit, that we follow where the Holy Spirit leads, even if we do not see where it's going. For we may not see where God is guiding this church, but we can be confident that it is God who holds us as people and as a church in the palm of his hand. Jesus says, "I am the gate of the sheep, the door. I am the good shepherd." Jesus puts his body in the gateway, in the place of danger, so that we might have life. Jesus says, "I have come that you may have life and have it in abundance." In Ezekiel, we hear God's promise. "I myself," God says, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them to lie down. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured." And so remember that we are the sheep. We are often the strayed and the lost and the injured. And remember too that the life Jesus holds and provides for us is not just the life we have here, though this life is indeed part of what Jesus guards for us. After all, remember, Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus has a different way of looking at life. Jesus knows that our life is both here and it is in the hereafter. So all of us have lost, will lose beloved ones. All of us have dear ones that have gone on to eternity. We'll read some of their names on November 4th. Their place in heaven is assured, and we celebrate that. We rejoice. And we know that we will join them when God calls us home. That is true, my friends, because of the gift of Christ, the Good Shepherd, the gate, the door of the sheep. It is true because of the gift of Jesus' body and the shedding of his blood on the cross, for he has given himself for you and me so that we can have life, the very abundant life that God created us to have, life with God for eternity, fruitful life in which we can serve the Lord using our spiritual gifts here in the church, a fruitful life in which we individually and as a church can make a difference in the world. I hope you believe this. I hope you believe this and live the abundant life that Christ has in mind for you and for me. Let us pray. Help us to trust you, O Lord, the door of the sheep, the gate, the good shepherd. For your eye is on us, the eye of love, the eye of care. You know where we go. You know how we can serve. You know when you will call us home. In Christ we pray. Amen.